in this section that St. Matthew inserts between the parable of the sower and the explanation. And it's in this form, it's unique to him. And it's sort of like a theology of parable. But what it really is a theology of love. Jesus says, why do you talk to him in parables? You see, the disciples ask them. And he doesn't say right away. His first answer is, knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is given to you. Given to you. Do you understand? Gift. Pure gift. Well, why did he decide to give it to me? Pure mercy. Pure mercy. There is no explanation. St. Augustine says, if you don't want to make a mistake, don't ask the question. But you see, it awakens in us this sense of awe. You explained it to me. I've heard it over and over again. I hear it. And in this cycle here, again, I hear it. This parable, this description of the Word of God. And I've been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It's amazing, isn't it? When our minds are touched and we begin to realize how Jesus Christ is the one in whom and for whom the universe holds together, as it says in the letter to the Colossians, Jesus Christ is the one in whom all this holds together. And he has said to you and to me, see, on the morning of July 24th, I guess it is, whatever it is, I will gather you together. I will teach you with my word. I will teach you with my word. Remember, it's always Jesus preaching his gospel when this text is read out, this sacred text is read out at the liturgy. I will teach you. And I will feed you on my body and blood. I will bring you in the power of my Holy Spirit, if you will let me, so that your heart begins to beat more and more like mine. And you want to give your whole life to the Father and just give him the sacrifice of your life and know the joy of being in union with me. I want to give that to you. Well, what about everybody else? Never mind about everybody else. I'm taking care of the world. You. This is what I want to give to you. I want to give you a knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom. You say, well, I'm not really too advanced in that. No, you're not. It's quite true. I mean, if you look at the great mystics, the great mystical theologians, you know, we're pretty stupid. But look the other way. My gosh, we're here at Mass. The Holy Spirit brought us here. We're here. We've heard this text. Jesus Christ just proclaimed his gospel. And he said to us in this little chapel, you see, knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you. But to them, it has not been granted. Why not? We live in a democracy, Lord. I mean, we don't have this sort of multi-tiered life. And he says, look, I'm happy with your democracy, but I run the world. And I've given you these gifts. I've given you these gifts. Well, you must want something in return for your investment. Yes. Love. That's all. Love. Because if you love me, you will want my blessed Holy Spirit to take over your life. And then, thousands of people you will never meet until you go to heaven will be blessed and helped and converted and changed and healed because of you. That's the plan. Well, how come they don't get all those graces and they help me? That's my plan. That's my plan. It's inscrutable. But it's totally trustworthy. As we come to know, really know, the love of Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Word of God, God from God, true light from true light, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. When we know that, we get it. And we start to pray. There's hardly a person on this globe who doesn't have a sense that we're on the verge of something, right? Unless you'd be, taking so much dope you don't have any time to think. Everybody knows something's going on, right? Most people are trying to forget it, turn on the radio a little bit louder, pass the scotch, you know. But everybody knows it. And the Lord is saying, don't be afraid. To you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You can experience in your spirit with powerful certitude that I, the Lord, am in charge of everything. And I have chosen you to work by my side in a rescue mission. We don't have a lot of time. It's a rescue mission. People who have invested, and we have them all over the place, right? Who have invested their whole life in getting a bigger car, a better house, a bit, you know, and whoop, now what have they got? And you think, well, they're stupid. So are you. So am I. We're not here this morning because we're so smart. We're here by the gift of Jesus Christ. No other reason. None of us are bright enough to know what to do. It's the gift. But that gift, you see, why were we born in a country where you can eat three times a day instead of over in Sudan? Why were we born or brought into the Catholic universal faith? Mercy. And you see, it isn't as though God needs workers, you know what I mean? Like he's got to gather some people and they'll pay you a good salary and get out there and do something. He doesn't need us. He gives us the privilege of falling in love with him, sharing his preoccupations for the world, suffering in union with Jesus, and bathing the world in light. Wow! Isn't that awesome? He's done that for us. You see, I hope you see, but it's this gift, huh? Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. You just heard this gospel. How many people driving down the road right outside this window, going to work, hating every minute of it, you know? Getting ready to get on that lovely highway and be frustrated all the way to, you know, and then turn around and come home just exhausted. You know? But blessed are you because you heard. I say to you, many prophets and righteous people, and our Lord's looking back through the whole history of his people, longed to see what you see but did not see it. Now, longed to hear what you hear but did not hear it. But you heard it and you saw it. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, then I better shape up. No. Of course you should shape up. First, just be in awe at the love. That's what will change your heart. And we can do a lot of good things, you know, give up candy for Lent and stuff like that. It's not bad. But if we really want to be holy, you have to be won over by the love of the Father. There's no other way. So you take a text like this and you say, oh my gosh, it's frightening to think that I have been so privileged. Frightening to think. I'm not measuring up at all. And the Lord God says, look, I know that. I'm not surprised. But if you will give your life to me, I can make up for anything you have ever done. Your sins will be forgiven. And you will be part of this rescue mission. So tell people today, just somewhere, say something to someone. This is a rescue mission. We don't have a lot of time. But the graces that are being poured out from the Heavenly Father are awesome. Awesome. This is a time of blessing and not of curse. Is there going to be difficulty? Sure. When? I don't know. But most people got a sense it's not too far off, right? The other day the stock market hiccuped and everybody flipped. The stock market. I mean, sure, if we all lose our inheritance, or what do you call that stuff, this our savings, we're going to notice. But isn't God going to take care of us? Didn't he promise that? Well, he may not take care of me in the style to which I am accustomed. But that's okay. He's God.